That's what an autistic support classroom in Bethlehem sounded like before the pandemic interrupted school life. You might notice a lot of different adult voices. That's because special education classrooms usually have high teacher-to-student ratios, and they're often bursting with unique, tactile learning tools to keep kids engaged. Things like a big bucket of rainbow gel beads kids can plunge their hands into. When the pandemic shuttered schools, many special education students suddenly lost access to these rooms, their teachers, their aides, and even things like physical therapy. However, students' rights to have them didn't stop because of COVID.
The United States Department of Education made it clear for students with disabilities that their right to a free, appropriate public education continues at all times during the pandemic.
Robin Kankanen-Lahr is a Lehigh Valley attorney specializing in special education law.
Although the rights that they have as students with disabilities may look different during the pandemic, their rights remain.
This next part gets a little wonky. Before the pandemic, there was a model for how to make up services that districts couldn't or didn't deliver to individual special education students. It's called compensatory education, or CompEd. It provides things like therapeutic services or reading support after school or over the summer. Kankanen-Lahr says last summer, the Pennsylvania Department of Education did issue guidance to help school districts roll out COVID-19 compensatory services. It's kind of an old model with a new name, new rules, and targeted to help a lot more students. Rebecca Young is an attorney with a firm that represents a lot of Lehigh Valley school districts.
We're talking about something specific to the inability to provide in-person instruction to any student for a full quarter of a school year, which hasn't happened before. So that's the difference in what we're even talking about.
But here's the challenge. During the pandemic, some schools missed a quarter. Some, like the Allentown School District, missed more than a year. Kathy Rashia Meyer works for the Institute on Disabilities at Temple University. She says the early COVID comp ed guidance assumed schools would be mainly open by fall 2020 and throughout 2021. And as we now know, that wasn't the case.
The guidance, I don't think, lended itself to this longer-term virtual hybrid situation that some districts were in.
Longer-term virtual limbo is where Lisbeth Little has been for over a year. Little is a full-time working mom in Montgomery County's Abington School District. She has four kids, three are school-aged, and all of them have IEPs, which means, by law, they're entitled to special education. Her eldest, Joshua, is 12. He has autism and anxiety. Before the pandemic, he had a one-to-one aide at school. But Little says since moving online, Joshua's schoolwork has been pared down to math and language arts, and he's had to go without his aide.
Now, instead of the process of logging him in for class, now I also had to log in with the helper. And my son was very resistant to being on camera, so it really wasn't helpful. It's that type of level of service when we require one-on-one doesn't work virtually.
Little says the way COVID CompEd was rolled out left special education students and their families without enough to work with.
I was disappointed that there was no federal guidance other than, oh, we're going to give you COVID comp, and then didn't really describe when and where or what. It was left kind of loosey-goosey up to everyone. There's just this thing. It's available. Don't worry. It's coming.
The question is when. Esther Lindstrom is an assistant professor of special education at Lehigh University. She says there's a lot at stake when kids don't have the support they need.
Not having access to them can mean slower growth.
Lindstrom says they can miss out on making progress on foundational skills, too. Think of special education as building blocks. It helps kids reach grade level and stay there.
For a lot of our students in special education, their growth is already slower than that of their peers. And so that's why we have the intensification, why we have intervention and additional support so that they can try to progress as close to their peers without disabilities as possible.
Washington is sending billions of dollars to Pennsylvania schools. Part of it is supposed to help local districts address this year's learning losses. Locally, the Allentown School District says it's reviewing the state's COVID CompEd guidance and will assess who needs what coming out of the closure. And Bethlehem school officials say their plans are based on guidance that came out in the fall, and that if the state updates those rules, they'll make adjustments. For parent Lisbeth Little in Montgomery County, she says families don't have another COVID year in them.
Right now, nobody's liking how everyone's being taught. Teachers don't like it. Kids don't like it. And, you know, it's the families and the teachers that are struggling. And nobody's saying, well, we're going to fix it.
Little says they've struggled but survived this year. That said, it's unclear if her son or other special education students in limbo will get the solutions experts say they need anytime soon. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.